Chapter 3. Bert Green knew lots of people in the walled city. Tucson's rich, poor, tough ones, and the criminal. Prior to his marriage to Angela, he spent long hours playing poker in the local saloons to supplement his meager earnings as a deputy U.S. Marshal. But meeting the lady changed that schedule. Although he never missed the throat-cutting smoke that hung like a river fog over the tables and dimmed the candle's lamp power, nor the crooked tinhorns he exposed after observing them crudely slip cards up their sleeves and into their pockets. No part of his former life as a gambler held any great emotional calling for him to return. Some called him lucky at cards. Others he knew muttered obscenities behind his back about his skills at poker, but the results never bothered him. His strapping, 6-feet-tall, broad frame intimidated most challengers, and the long rides after wanted fugitives gave him enough physical prowess to put the stupid ones down quickly. When he glanced over at the handsome woman on the buckboard seat beside him, he'd felt he'd drawn a much better hand when he married her. At 37, it was time for him to settle down. The 32-year-old attractive widow made a perfect choice for this new phase in his life. He drove the team through the narrow Tucson street, cluttered with bleating milk goats and the herder peddlers offering their productions straight from the udder. Burros in trains, bristled with firewood, walked docilely to the side of the traffic, their burdens mostly long-dead mesquite or ironwood branches, great kindling for cooking fires. Other donkeys carried water barrels, dipped fresh that morning from the Santa Cruz River. The peddlers shouted about their wares. Tamales, good tamales, fresh milk, melons, ripe corn I picked today. Their voices, loud in Spanish and the braying of a jackass or two, added to the street sounds. Underfoot, fighting chickens scratched in the dust. Hens and chicks ran for cover at the approach of his rig. Roosters bragged in loud crows, and women shouted at one another to be heard. Bert considered the din. He had almost forgotten the town's street sounds that awoke him each morning in the boarding house before he married and moved to the ranch. Another reason he felt fortunate. Her place, north of town, was such a pleasant haven for his long-stressed ears.